Good Thursday. Today is January the 9th, and you're listening to My Farm, where I recently visited with Leah Hetrick, Director of Legal Education and Member Engagement with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, sharing some great information about a farmer's trucking guide as well as a small-scale food business guide. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm joined by Leah Hetrick. She's Director of Legal Education and Member Engagement for the Ohio Farm Bureau. Leah, a lot of different things going on in the industry, but one of those when it comes to trucking and a farmer's trucking guide. Tell me about that. What are maybe some of the questions that are answered by that?
So the trucking guide is actually a really cool guide. We get a lot of questions from our members calling in. They've had maybe a run-in with the state trooper, pulling them over, and they're just not sure about the law. So one of the things this trucking guide is a good resource for is to have that in their glove box just to pull out for any of those questions. You know, was my length too long? Was I able to be driving in this situation? And it's a good resource to have on hand to answer those questions in the immediacy and in a more palatable way, a more understandable way.
Sure.
And then I'm always available for those follow-up questions. So it's a good way to, you know, start the conversation so they know what they're looking for.
Well, probably a great tool to have to go over with employees before they get in that situation too, ideally.
Yeah, it is a good resource for all of those. And it's not just, you know, trucking. It's when you're pulling, you know, your trailer going, you know, to the 4-H programs,
sure,
or what have you. So it answers a lot of those questions, or at least gets the thought process going of where you need to look.
Sounds like a great resource. Well, another one deals with small-scale food production and businesses. Tell us about that.
So that was another one that came about from questions from our members. I got a lot of phone calls. People had this great idea, a food business, and they wanted to know where to start. They didn't even know what questions to ask. Mm-hmm. So it's another one of those resources where they can flip through it and start understanding the regulations that they might need to know about and know where to look, know what they should know and know what they should ask, and some of those health safety issues that they need to think about before they start going into actually doing the production and marketing these things. And it's been a really good resource for our members, not only for the ideas they already have, but maybe sparking a new idea of something they could maybe get going on the side.
So give me some examples, some of the maybe small-scale food businesses that would find this useful.
Yeah, so people who have maybe just this old cookie recipe that mm-hmm. their grandma, it's the best cookie recipe in the world, and
right.
they realize people love it, and it's something that they can maybe market themselves and may not know what regulations that they could fall under. And, you know, this talks about the cottage food business and mm-hmm. how there's some of those niche little areas you can fall into that aren't as highly regulated if done the proper way. So you don't have to deal with always, you know, those things that maybe a commercial kitchen would have to deal with. So it kind of lets people know that there is a different way outside of that commercial bakery, commercial kitchen that they may be able to go through.
Great tool. Where can folks go to find these?
So both of those things are actually now available online, which is really great because I can update them as the law changes.
Nice.
So
sure.
outside of the, you know, what we used to have with we'd print it off for you and be able to give to you, which you still can get mm-hmm. from your local office, you can go right on our website, download it, and you know, I can update it and let people know when I've updated it so they can get that new version.
Great. Always good to have current information. My guest again this morning is Leah Hetrick. She's Director of Legal Education and Member Engagement for the Ohio Farm Bureau. Leah, thanks so much for your work.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, AgTrade also making agricultural headlines. Recently, the United States prevailed in its dispute under the USMCA, that's United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, challenging certain Mexican biotechnology measures concerning genetically engineered corn. Now, the United States Trade Representative Catherine Tai announced that the U.S. has prevailed in its dispute under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, challenging certain biotechnology measures concerning the GE corn. The USMCA panel agreed with the United States on all 7 legal claims, finding that Mexico's measures are not based on science and undermine the market access that Mexico agreed to provide to USMCA. Now, we commend the dispute settlement panel for its thorough and impartial assessment, which affirmed Mexico's approach to biotechnology was not based on scientific principles or international standards. Mexico's measures ran counter to decades worth of evidence demonstrating the safety of agriculture agricultural biotechnology underpinned by science and risk-based regulatory review systems that, according to U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, and this decision ensures that U.S. producers and exporters will continue to have full and fair access to the Mexican market, and this is a victory for fair, open, and science and rules-based trade, which serves as the foundation for the USMCA as it was agreed to by all the parties. It also is a victory for the countries around the world growing and using products of agricultural biotechnology to feed their growing populations and adapt to the changing planet. Now, the panel's ruling reaffirms the United States' longstanding concerns about Mexico's biotechnology policies and their detrimental impact to U.S. agricultural exports, according to Ambassador Catherine Tai. It underscores the importance of science-based trade policies that allow American farmers and ag producers to compete fairly and leverage their innovation to address climate change and enhance productivity. And we look forward to continuing our collaboration with the Mexican government to ensure a level playing field and provide access to safe, affordable, and sustainable ag products on both sides of the border. Now, the panel conclusion backs up the long-held position that agricultural trade policies must be grounded in science and must not disrupt trade agricultural products, said Ambassador Doug McCallop. This ruling is a critical step in ensuring that U.S. farmers can continue to compete fairly in the global marketplace. Now, the panel issued its final rule to the parties on December 20th, and under the USMCA rule, Mexico has 45 days from that date of the final report to comply with the panel's findings. From January through October of 2024, the United States exported $4.8 billion of corn to Mexico, the United States' largest export market for corn. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.